Well, struggling to run the ball always affects you. You know, it helps when you're successfully running it. Opens up some of the play action stuff you have in, and you know, eats up the clock, gives your defense a rest, and helps you in numerous ways.
How about, you seem to, if you get no yards in 1 yard, third.
Yeah, I mean, getting behind the sticks is never good. You know, last week a couple times we ended up in 2nd and 13 or 14. So we're working to improve that to get in more third and manageable situations.
He gives you a threat, too, to do more play action with guys, maybe be more honest, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. And he's a threat out of the backfield catching the ball, too. We got some special stuff in that I think he'll excel at and will help all of us. He adds that, that extra dimension of, he can run away from defenders, he can run through defenders. He runs violently. He runs behind his pads. He definitely, he's a threat, obviously. He's been a threat since his first day in this league. So I think the big picture is, he's a guy that, he can rip one off and run away from, defensive backs, and he can run through defensive backs. I mean, I love throwing the ball, but I also like, getting a defense to suck up against some play action. Getting in 2nd and 6 and 3rd and manageable. So, it's a double-edged sword. A lot of quarterbacks want to go out and throw the ball every play, but when defenses start to pick up on that, it makes it more difficult. And, I'm at the stage right now, we're at that part in the season where, if we can get to more 60-40, it'd probably be better for all of us.